If you happen to be walking down the street and you spot a group of people running towards you chanting, on, on, don't be alarmed. You've just stumbled upon a group of hash house harriers. This Montreal running group is part of a proud tradition that reaches back 60 years and can be found in countries around the globe. Hash House Harriers, or Triple H, I guess, can get together regularly. They get together regularly and to run and to socialize in their own rather particular way. Two of the Montreal Harriers join me now. They're Marlisa Horst and Tom Cobb, and welcome to you both. Hi.
Hi.
Did you run down here?
No, we took a taxi.
Oh dear. Okay, let's start with the name, which is a lovely. Lets me aspirate a lot there. Hash House Harriers. What does it mean?
Well, it started with a bunch of soldiers in the 1930s hanging around the mess hall, known as the Hash House, somewhere in the backwoods of Malaysia, and thinking what they would do in a calm period between skirmishes or something. And they thought that before they started having a party, they should have a run first.
Just to get in shape for the party.
Hard partiers who thought maybe they were partying a bit too much, and they decided they should at least do a run. And they were in the jungle, and they developed ever more elaborate forms of this run and setting trails for each other.
So you've adapted this to the urban jungle. Is that what you've done?
Yeah, there's hashes in every major city in the world, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when we lived in Hong Kong, we found that you could hash every single night of the week. You know, men's hashes, women's hashes, everybody hashes.
What does one actually do on a hash?
Well, It is a run. There are blobs of flour laid out in a trail around the city, and the blobs of flour say every 30 feet, and basically you look for the trail and run at your own speed. The trail is laid out in such a way that the group roughly stays together, because there are sort of tricks to it for the front runners to find.
Yeah, there are these things called false trails. Now, you'll be running along following the blobs of flour, and you suddenly come to a circle with a dot in it. And that means that the trail stops here for a while. And several trails will be found within 50 meters of that circle. And only one of them is the real trail.
Oh, my goodness.
So the people who get there...
You have to be smart to do this, too.
Well, you have to be able to figure out the run, and there are people who are very adept at figuring out the run. Like, is it going clockwise, counterclockwise, figure of eight, things like this.
All right, and what do you do with blobs of flour in the winter? Do you run in the winter, too?
Yeah, sometimes we put dye in the flour, or sometimes we put soap in the flour so that squirrels don't eat it.
That's very nice of you.
Little blobs of Kool-Aid or something like that that has a bit of color is what we've done in the winter. But we do run in the winter.
You do run in the winter as well. All right, now is everybody sort of running together, or is somebody chasing you, or is there a kind of structure to this?
Well, there are front runners. People run at their own speed, and the front runners run ahead and, of course, find these false trails and whatnot. And by the time they've found the true trail, the rest of people like me have caught up.
All right. Now, why do you sometimes wear red dresses? I've heard that Hash House Harriers sometimes, men and women wear red dresses. Is this true?
I think every hash has a red dress run once a year, and it's just some kind of bonding experience? I don't know.
It comes from the American hashing tradition, actually, and it seems to be done in a lot of the American hashes, and it's for breast cancer research, and we ran this year in
October.
You
had a red dress run?
Yep. Everybody in red dress.
Tom, you wear a red dress?
Yes, I have a very cute little red dress.
Yeah, you look good in that. Okay. Now, there's more than running involved in hashing, right? You guys, I've heard one group, I believe it's the Edmonton group, described as a drinking group with a running problem.
We have heard that.
Yes, yes. About Edmonton. Not true about Montreal?
Well, when the run is over, there is...
You've lost a lot of fluid in your body.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Yes. And when you get back to the car park, wherever you started from, there is beer available.
There is.
And some of the ceremonies involve people having to drink a beer.
Okay. A beer.
Well, one beer at a time, at least. I mean, it's an experience known as a down-down.
Yes.
And it's a kind
after
of
after the on, it's the down down. Is that it?
Well, the on is the overall event after the run, and the individual punishments or joke punishments are called down downs.
What do you get punished for?
New shoes.
New shoes. That's right.
New running shoes.
Yeah.
I see.
All kinds of silly things that just highlight individual members.
Taking shortcuts?
Very bad thing.
Very bad thing, yes. Falling on the trail.
Can we say that there's a philosophy behind this movement? I mean, can we talk in such lofty terms here?
There apparently has been a PhD thesis in anthropology done on the Hash Harrier.
Somebody who is desperate to find a subject for their thesis.
But I've never found this thesis on the internet or anyplace.
The philosophy is basically a running event with a bit of fun attached to it at the end. And
it's very sociable, I guess.
Very social, and it's for all ages of people, I think, and all walks of life. It's a nice opportunity to do things with people that I don't work with. Don't talk about work at the Hash.
Okay.
It takes you out of your sort of normal.
Yeah, you meet just anybody who is interested in this. And so you're not with your own milieu at all.
You have a very nice lexicon, huh? A nice vocabulary to hash. I'm looking at a list here. Mm-hmm. There's somebody called a hash monk.
Yeah.
And a hash, what is this? Hash trash, that's your newsletter?
Hash trash is normally the person who writes the newsletter, yeah.
Right. I'm hash cash.
You're hash cash?
Mm-hmm.
What's hash cash? Oh, you're the treasurer, I bet.
That's right.
Okay,
well done.
The hash monk, it says here, is assist. The religious advisor. Oh, you have a religious advisor.
Yeah, the religious advisor, or RA, deals with a particular type of offense.
Gee, something very punitive about hashing, isn't there?
Well, yeah, a little bit. It's kind of based on rugby club ideas.
Now, how did you become hashers? Or harriers? What am I supposed to call you?
Hashers.
I think a woman...
Idiomatic, but harriers also.
Okay. Is officially a Harriet.
Oh, Harriet.
But I joined the Hash in Saudi Arabia, actually, and I think I heard about it through friends. In Saudi Arabia, it was kind of a secret event in a certain way, because we weren't supposed to congregate. And
you weren't supposed to?
Big groups of men and women, it's not really.
Not looked on in your favor.
That's right, yeah. Mm.
So you were being bad.
We were being bad, in a fun way.
And you, Tom?
Well, yeah. I started in Saudi Arabia, too. In fact, I think I may have dragged Melissa into this. And the whole purpose...
You didn't meet on a hash or anything romantic like that.
No, but many people do.
Yes, I'm sure.
Our Grand Master and his wife, I think, met on the hash. Dead Animal and Foxy.
Do you have nicknames, too?
Yeah.
Can you say them on the air?
Radio?
The Phantoms. Let's talk about the Phantoms.
Yeah.
That's our Hong Kong hash name.
Okay. Oh, you hashed in Hong Kong.
Yeah, in Hong Kong, we had just arrived there, and we hadn't joined the hash group yet. And suddenly, the hash came running right by our house.
We were lying in bed, I think, and we heard on.
Yeah.
And you got up.
So we got up, and put our shoes on and ran out.
Where else have you hashed?
We've hashed once in Sana'a, Yemen, which is supposedly the highest hash in the world, although there must be some very high ones in India, too.
Yeah, any place you go, you just check out the website before you get there.
We've hashed
and
in
find
Victoria.
Out where the hash is.
Okay.
Yeah, we come from Victoria, B.C., and there's a hash there. And if you go to Vancouver for the weekend, there's one there. And
you were saying to me, actually, before we were on air, you admitted to me that it's an odd thing to do in Montreal, that you feel sort of funny about hashing in Montreal. Explain why.
Well, it's a thing you do abroad.
Where you don't know anybody.
Where the culture to the local people seems so weird, our culture seems so weird to them anyway, that anything we do is no more weird than anything else. So if they see a bunch of expatriates running by in red dresses, they think, oh, there's those crazy expatriates again. Whereas in Montreal, if you're wearing a red dress, there's a kind of cultural baseline against which it would be perceived.
Mm, so you can be a little red-faced in your red dress.
Well, that's why we stick together on these runs.
I see, very close together. What kind of strange people are attracted to hashing?
Well, it seems that it comes, as I said earlier, it's people from all walks of life, I think. On our hash, we have students, and we're teachers, and we have people from the business community. We've got a retired guy, somebody who used to work for the fire department, I think, for a while. So
I guess, would you have to be a good runner?
No, the whole thing about the hash is that any kind of runner can do it.
Like people, even me?
People, you can even walk it normally.
Okay. And do you have to have a sense of humor? That's what I'm wondering about.
You really have to have a sense of humor, yeah.
Like no sourpuss is on a hash.
Well, one of the punishments is for non-participation. So, for example, if we're having a rousing chorus and somebody's not singing, then immediately after the chorus is over, the person who wasn't singing gets the down for non-participation. So okay. There's a little bit of that to it.
Okay. Now, what should somebody do if they want to get involved? I mean, you said check the email.
Well, we have a hotline, and can I give the number out?
Please do.
It is 695-1137.
That's in Montreal, 695-1137.
Yeah.
So that would be area
514.
Code 514. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the hash hotline. And if you just call that number, you will always get the directions to the next run.
And do you know how to find all this hashing information on the Internet?
Yeah, there's a complicated address, but you just go to Yahoo and type in Montreal plus hash. And that'll get you to our website, and from there you can get to every
anywhere.
Hash in the world.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Around the world. Hashing around the world.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both then very much. When's your next hash?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock
yep.
at University of Montreal. I think you have the details, Tom?
Yeah. If you are going on Queen Mary, go up Queen Mary toward the east until you get to Desselles. And then bear right onto Chemin de Polytechnique, and then a few hundred yards there's a parking lot on the right bordering the cemetery.
I mean, you don't have to wear a red dress tomorrow,
though. No.
No?
No, but the week after that is the Halloween run.
Yes, what do you get to wear for that?
And you have to wear something.
Like
a costume.
yeah, I hope you have to wear something. All right, well, I'll give out that phone number once again for anybody crazy enough who want to hash with you guys. 514-695-1137. That's 695-1137. Marlisa Horst and Tom Cupp, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy
thank
hashing.
You.
And
on
happy,
on.
And happy
on
Halloween. Marlisa Horst and Tom Cupp run regularly with Montreal's Hash House Harriers.